With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Get Merry Show. Let's be best friends and talk about real life, the mess, the magic, and everything in between.
Every week, you'll walk away feeling inspired with doable action steps and realize you're never alone. I'm Emma.
And I'm Carla. We're your hosts. You might know us as the Merrymaker Sisters.
And yes, we are real life sisters.
Are you ready?
Let's get merry.
That was pretty good. Welcome back to the show. It is episode 222 on the Get Merry Show, and we are so excited to be here with you, as always.
Always, always excited. I'm so excited about this week as well.
I need another word for excited. Come on.
Amazed. No.
I'm so enthused. Super pumped.
I'm super pumped.
I'm super pumped too. Okay, guys, we're super pumped about this week's episode.
I'm like on the brink of bursting into hysterics, but I must contain myself. Okay. All right. Here we are.
We are pooper pumped.
Stop it. Okay, you need to stop.
I'm so sorry, but it was so funny and it was by accident.
Oh my gosh. But I am super pumped. Because day one of our last Yoga and Pilates 21-day challenge for the year.
It has begun today.
Yeah, today. Today is day one, and that means it's also Monday, so we also have just added a new class into the studio. And these classes, I mean, these days are always the best days of the week because all the members are so excited and it brings me so much joy.
I feel like we picked such a good day to make the new class go live because – you know, traditionally, Monday is like, dreary Monday, like, here we are again. And
now it's Merry Monday.
Whereas now it's Merry Monday, and every single one of our members feels the same way as well. So I feel like it's super exciting.
Well, I think, like, as well, now we all have a job. I know I always give you guys homework, don't I? Like, okay, your task at home is to make your Monday more merry. So what is one thing that you can bring to your Monday to bring more joy? Obviously, we are all about the joy. This is our goal, to bring more joy to life. Even though sometimes life is really difficult and hard, there's always ways to find more joy. We talked about that more on episode 221. Tune in if you haven't yet. But yeah, think of one thing to add to your Monday.
So good. I love this task, and we would love to hear about it as well. So make sure if you make your Mondays merry that you let us know so we can then share it with everyone and let everyone else know what you're doing. Because I feel like when, you know, some people might be like, I don't know what to add. And so then if we can share what you're adding, then everyone will get more of an idea of how simple it really can be to add little joy-filled moments into your day. But this isn't really what we're talking about today. No. I guess it kind of is. Everything is about joy when it comes to Merrymaker Land. But we've been chatting to our members and we've been getting them on, like, on the phone, and we've really been enjoyed getting to know, you know, what was life like before Merrybody and now how is life better. And we thought we knew, you know, reasons why everyone joined. We thought we had a pretty good idea. Yeah. And some of the reasons that we thought people joined have definitely been brought up, but something else has been coming up a lot. And it's, when I think about it, it's not surprising.
No, not at all.
Because that was me as well.
Yeah.
Like, I did that as well.
I think it's not surprising, but it's cool to be like, oh, this is what Merrybody has done for them. That's why I'm like, cool. It's the story of whether maybe you have never been into exercise or maybe you used to exercise when you were younger, you're really into it, it was a part of your life, and then, you know, slowly but surely it became lower on your priority list, and next minute, oh, you don't exercise. And it's like, you know, you go for a 5-minute walk and that's like, oh, that's my exercise. Mm. And that's fine. I'm not nothing against that. But, you know, when it is that really sporadic, like once in a blue moon thing. And I mean, like, we talk to you from experience. We have been avid exercisers our whole lives, but there was this one weird year.
Such an odd year.
I feel like, you know, looking back now, it's like so we can relate to everyone who has been a non-exerciser, because that is the only year of my life where I have not exercised.
It was such a weird year. It was actually the first – it was the year we quit our jobs, right?
But I also – it was the year when we discovered why our periods went missing. Yeah. So actually – there was a purpose for the lack of exercise, but I would now recommend to do something like a yoga practice, not just stop.
Do nothing.
Exercising.
Yeah, and I guess our priority, as you said, priorities change, and this is what happened to us. Like, we had quit our jobs, which meant, oh my God, like, where's our salary coming from?
Uh-oh.
We did this thing and we made this thing, which actually doesn't have any kind of income stream yet. And so in this kind of limbo land, living off like our savings, selling a car, living off that.
And we're eating like eggs and avocado were our staples.
I feel like I love that we say that, like, you know, eggs and avo. Like, that's a pretty good meal.
I know. But like that,
but
that
was it though. Yeah. Like, we lacked a lot of creativity.
And also there. We lived in at home, not at home with mum and dad, but in Canberra, and it was always like, Mom, what's for dinner? Because we lived like the next suburb away.
Yeah, so we would always go to Mum and Dad's for dinner because save money, right? We had none.
It was
so
great.
It was very interesting.
I wish
could
do that now.
Along with this, living very frugally with our income / lack of income, we also stopped exercising. And I think also because we stopped gym memberships.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
because we needed to save money as well.
Yeah.
And we were just thinking, well, what are we going to do? So we would go for morning walks. And we do like some at-home workouts. Like we would do things on the ground, remember, in our lounge room?
Yeah, that's right.
And we just do random like moves. Oh my God, sometimes so funny. I would like dance.
Yeah.
Like we'd dance
but
to
it
music.
But it was sporadic. Yeah, it wasn't consistent. And I remember thinking, and we put on weight that year, both of us. Like, we just do this journey thing together, right? It's so funny looking back.
That was the year we did that.
Yeah. And you look back at photos and you're like, oh, yeah, I can see that now. And I mean, nothing wrong with this. Like, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Like, it's a part of our lives. And I'm glad I went through all of that. And I also know how difficult it can be. And maybe for you at home, if you're in that place of non-exercising and how it's like, oh, it feels really overwhelming to be like, I need to get back onto this. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, I'd rather do anything, but I'd rather sit on the couch and watch Netflix. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just do nothing.
Eat corn chips.
Yeah, and guacamole. Yeah, like, yum. I feel you. I know. And it is hard. And it's so confusing when you've got this person banging on about high interval training, then you've got this one saying do yoga and don't stress your body because
this
the cortisol,
saying,
blah, blah, blah.
Go running, go swimming, go do that. It's very overwhelming.
It is very overwhelming. And also then there's the next level where you maybe don't like exercise. Actually, you dread it. Maybe it's always been a dread in your life since PE class. I mean, I can relate to getting picked last in PE all the time. Mm-hmm. That's like traumatic as a kid. And I mean, that was for many people, many kids, that was the only exercise you did as kids. I mean, I did other stuff like swimming, so that was very different.
You know, you got picked last. My strategy to not get picked last was to be the captain always. So
I'd always go
to the teacher and ask them.
Are you serious?
Can I be the captain of the team?
Oh, my God!
And they put me as captain. And I'd be like, great, I get to pick everyone now. And I don't get picked last.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, I never would have wanted to be captain because I just – but this was because I sucked at PE. So I had no confidence in PE. And I remember the classes always had, like, you know, the popular – I don't know why I have an American accent – the popular guys, the popular girls, and I was always like, oh, I'm just so inadequate. I'm just going to go hide in the corner.
Yeah, so, like, maybe you have a similar story where, like, exercise doesn't actually, when you think of the word, it doesn't spark anything yes. wonderful in your body or in your mind or in your heart.
Maybe it makes actually, you feel
sick.
Actually,
when you hear the word exercise, you think, I'm going to run the other way and that will be my exercise. Because hell no, I'm not doing anything that involves getting sweaty.
Yeah. And, like, we've talked to people who are like that because mm-hmm. I actually enjoy getting sweaty. Like, I like that feeling of getting hot and sweaty.
I'm like, yes, I worked.
I like it. And it, like, makes me get excited.
Yeah.
But I know many people are like, ew, I could think of nothing worse.
Yeah. So maybe that's your thing as well. It might be like a passing where you've had an unpleasant experience. Maybe you fell over in a gym class. Hands up.
Oh, I
remember that time that you face planted in that class in the gym.
Yeah, in the gym, you guys.
You just like popped back up as if nothing happened. It was wonderful.
It didn't really hurt though. I must have just like caught myself. But yeah, I full went for it. It was in like a
group fitness.
Yeah, group fitness.
We were running like forward and
face plant. Boom.
Flop and then jumped back up. So many funny moments.
Oh gosh. So
I'm trying
hilarious.
To think if I had any like moments in the gym like that. I don't think so.
I remember my friend Lauren, who was a bit Gumby sometimes. I mean, I was even more Gumby. But she once ran into the you know at school, you know, at Chisholm High, the tennis courts.
Yes.
And now, like, I mean, guys, if you know Chisholm High, you know it wasn't like the most up.
Guys, it's the, like, I think now it is actually the worst school you can go to.
No, I think it is.
Oh, no, I know. But I think, you know, there was other schools that were rated lower than Chisholm. I think now Chisholm is the bottom.
Oh, gosh. Anyway.
We came out
all right. But I know, I think actually it doesn't matter what school you go to, private, public. We went to very public schools and I feel very grateful.
I love that I went to a public school.
I feel so grateful for the schooling I had. And, yeah, we didn't have the best tennis courts. I remember the net was made of wire and broken. I remember the wire was sticking out and Lauren ran into the wire and got her shirt stuck on it and, like, fell over. Because
there's a stinky bug in this room and it's about to run on me.
Oh, my gosh. We need to have a break.
Okay, we're back.
Yes, we sorted that.
Crisis averted.
Anyway, yeah, so the tennis court and she fell over, but she wasn't embarrassed. It was fine. But yeah, maybe you have a memory that sticks out mm-hmm. that's awful and it scarred you and now that's just added to your reasons of why you don't exercise.
Yeah, or maybe like you just feel like when like you think about, for me, yoga and Pilates, when I used to think about yoga and Pilates, I would be like as if – that's not for me. I could never do that. I can't even touch my toes. Here's all these people doing the splits.
Yeah. And then you also think I'm not fit enough. I'm not flexible enough. I'm not thin enough. I don't have the right clothes, la di da da. And the list goes on. Or you don't even list it. You just like have this subconscious underlying belief that you're not enough to be able to do that.
Like and you don't fit in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you know, like it's normal to want to feel like you belong. Like that's a really normal human thing.
It's one of our most human things, right, to have, to desire the connection with people. And I mean, if we're desiring the connection with the wrong kind of people, this is when it can get like not so healthy, right? Because you are trying to change to fit in and get approval instead of being yourself, sharing your truth, and them, the other people being like, oh, I love you for your truth. I see you. I feel you. I am you.
Yeah.
And you are me. Well, and we connect.
Yeah. Well, like that is where you feel the connection. Like when you relate to someone else, where you see yourself in someone else, where you see your story in someone else's story, you're like, oh, hang on. I belong with you. Like I can be your friend.
Yeah. And the truth is that we are all able to connect on some level. And
Because we're all the same.
But the reason why it's so difficult is because I guess we're living in this world where many, many people don't feel able to share their truth. Mm. Therefore, we might meet people and they're not being authentic. Mm. Therefore, we don't feel able to share our authentic self. But this is where it's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to be real. Show my true colors regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've experienced that when you're friends with someone or you're with someone who is not true to themselves, it's like you automatically like hide your truth. It's like a really so interesting thing.
It's the power of who you spend your time with.
Yeah.
Like if that's how fast it can happen. Like imagine how fast it happens when that person does speak their truth and is like that themselves authentically. That would then ripple out to you. So that's why it's so important.
Yes.
People.
Exactly. And I mean, like, there's so many things we can do to help us exercise in, like, to bring that consistent exercise.
Yeah, I think also let's, like, discuss why you would want to exercise consistently. Because I think this is a huge thing. I think we often have our why. Not wrong, but maybe
it's wrong.
Okay, it's wrong. It's wrong. It is wrong because our why is so attached to an external goal. It's attached to something happening to your body externally.
It's a dumb
example,
goal.
Example, losing weight. Example, getting a six-pack. Example, fitting into that dress. Example, so many examples. Getting even like gaining muscle. You know, I know that getting strong, feeling strong, great why. Because so many reasons why we want to be strong in our bodies.
Yeah.
But gaining like muscle for the external factor that you look like you're muscle.
Aesthetics. Yeah.
That's wrong.
And this could be really confronting to people who do have like that big attachment to health goals that are physical appearance. And like, good, like feel it, get angry at us, do it. I want you to. I want this to cause a reaction because I've been like that for many years where it was all related to external. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, it freaking messed me up in the head. And I'm so confident to say that, it stole years from my life.
Mm.
It sucked so much joy out of my life. Internally, I was a sad person. Mm. Externally, I looked happy. I was happy. I was free-spirited. I was friendly. I was outgoing. Inside, I hated myself. Mm-hmm. Literally, I hated myself. So I want.
And this is even after losing XYZ kilos, getting the six-pack, fitting into the size 4 pants.
Yeah.
This is like after. This is when this is happening.
Yeah.
So externally, everyone thinks, oh my God, you look so good. Like, wow, go you. Like, you've come so far.
Yeah. I'm like dying inside. Yeah, it's like,
can you not see how sad I am? Like, I am sad.
Yeah.
I'm forcing myself to go to the gym for 2 to 3 hours a day and I'm eating 1,200 calories a day. I'm actually fading away.
Yeah. And like your body is slowly shutting down because you're not nourishing, you're not feeding it.
Yeah.
You're not feeding it enough nutrients, not enough fat, not enough protein, not enough essential minerals from vegetables, just not enough. Mm.
So let's bring this conversation back. Let's think about our reasons why we would want to exercise and question your reason why. Because maybe, and not even maybe, if you're goal is linked to anything like this, like weight loss. And I'm talking weight loss when it's not for like health reasons.
Yeah, because there are.
Because there's times in life when, maybe your doctor says, hey, like maybe we can try and lose a little bit of weight. But it's really the doctor is saying, hey, maybe we can try to get a little bit more healthier.
Yeah.
And like the weight loss is going to come off. That's just the byproduct of being healthier.
Yeah, that's so true.
The goal is still not weight loss, really. It's like, let's get you feeling healthier and happier because of what you eat and how you move.
And then as a result, you will lose weight.
Because that's just how the body responds.
Because like, I mean,
that's just a chemical reaction.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Hey, because like a doctor could say it like that. Okay, like you, it looks like you're heading towards whatever, diabetes, it might be heart stuff. You need to lose weight.
Mm.
It's like actually, Question, what are you eating right now? Are you exercising? Mm. Okay, we need to bring a healthier diet and we need to exercise more.
Yeah.
And then you will be able to bypass this road to diabetes and heart issues.
Man, as that is best such a we can. Better way to say it.
I know, instead of making weight loss the goal, it's like, okay, let's like make the goal this like positive thing we're welcoming into life instead of this goal that's getting rid of like all the good things. Agree. And like putting this big like that's a really big goal. Like a doctor saying you need to lose weight is really overwhelming. And where do I start?
Yeah, exactly. Like, where do you start?
And then you get all the mixed messages, and then you start something and maybe it works for a week, and then you can't do it anymore because it's just not sustainable. Mm. It's too hardcore. And this is where it's like my first thing, if this is you, if you can relate to any of this, or if you want to bring exercise, a new exercise practice in, don't be so hard on yourself.
Mm.
Because this is where I think this is – we all can get so tough on ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, but that's so mean to ourselves.
I know. It's like, no, just like, hold up. Just like chill out for a minute.
Yeah. So if your doctor has said that, though, like I think – let's then decide to turn it around and say, oh, well, if he or she are saying that, they're all they're really meaning, and this would just be conditioning for them, like that's just what they're used to saying. It literally just means let's look at our diet, let's look at how we're moving.
Yeah.
Because that is how
And let's make a change.
Let's make a change. So because that is how you lose weight. And I love looking at it in a different way of what can we add to our lives instead of taking away. Because like, why is it always about taking up less space? Is it always about losing weight and doing like making sure you're eating less, doing more exercise and all this stuff? Like it just sounds like we're adding so much angst and stress and yuck to our lives, when in fact it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, when I say exercise, if you cringe at the word, you can train yourself by doing certain things like exercising in a way that you love. Eventually, when you hear that word, you'll be like, yay.
It'll spark joy. Mm. It'll be like your half an hour or whatever practice of happiness, of self-love, of self-respect, and knowing that I am doing this action of exercise to not only – like maintain my health, to prolong my life, but to also simply do it because I enjoy doing it. Because
it's fun. Yeah. Like, so imagine if like your exercise, whatever you choose, I don't really care what you choose. Imagine if the process of the lead up and doing it was actually joy-filled and you were excited about it, as if it was something you were looking forward to, like a birthday party.
Mm.
Like something as exciting as that.
Or a morning coffee.
Yeah. Something that, is joy-filled every day. Yeah. Or your Netflix show that's just been released. Oh, my God. Yes. Like it's out. Like imagine if you felt that way. So, let's come back to this why, this intention setting of why we move. So rather than thinking – I'm moving because I need to lose XYZ, or I need to get these muscles or get that whichever is changing external on your body. What if we just completely changed that and thought to ourselves, and the more we think, the more we believe, what if we changed the dialogue and we thought, oh, I'm going to exercise because I'm going to have fun. I'm going to exercise because this 30 minutes I'm going to dedicate to being kind to myself.
Mm.
Because if you're someone like us, you have spent so many years being unkind to yourself, especially during exercise.
Yeah.
Oh, exercise was like, oh, we're going to exercise and then I'm going to look in the mirror and self-criticize every single inch of my body as I exercise. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, yuck. You need to come back here and do double tomorrow. Yeah,
and it was also like, the 30 minutes on the cross trainer or the treadmill was like 30 minutes to just think about counting down the minutes and like, I'm nearly there. Like, I've just got to get through this and then it's over and then I can – like,
did anyone else do it like, okay, I've done 5 minutes. All right, I'm doing 30 minutes. That means I've only got 25 minutes. Okay, I've done 10. Okay, I'm a third of the way. Great. I've only got 20 more minutes to go. Okay, 15, halfway. Oh, it's the countdown.
Do you know, like
my mind would be like that. And I would come up with like little like sums in my head.
But it's just so funny because now I think about a yoga or a Pilates class and I never once think, Like maybe like a few times. Mm. I never once think though.
I'm going to, do you know what I do now? When the meditation's extra long, I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, I love
sitting meditation. And doing nothing.
I know. But also like, but I never think, oh my God, like when is this over? No. I never ever think that. And it's such a nice thought because I have definitely thought that so many times, so many years whilst having a gym workout schedule routine or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think this is our main message. Find a way of movement that does spark the joy, that welcomes in that feeling of excitement, mm-hmm. not dread. And it is possible. There is a way of moving that you will love. And like – for us, it's yoga and Pilates. For you, it might be dancing. It might be golfing. That. It might be
swimming in the
ocean. Horse riding. I don't know what it is for you, but like go out and try new things. Come and try a free Marybody class. That might be it for you.
Yeah.
Or it might not. It doesn't matter. I just want you to move. I really want everyone. I want you to find the movement that suits you, mm-hmm. that does spark that joy, so mm-hmm. you can feel the magic of moving our bodies, because our bodies are meant to move.
Yeah.
We're designed to not be sedentary. Mm-hmm. We're designed for that. Our lymphatic system needs movement, right? Mm-hmm. And what is our lymphatic system? Like the most important thing. Like when it's blocked, when there's issues there, that leads to so many horrible diseases.
Mm, well, it's the detoxification of everything of the body. So we definitely want to move because, yeah, if it gets stagnant, that's when it gets stuck there. There's nowhere else for it to go. We have to create space within it, movement within it, so it gets released.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I love that. I'm going to learn more about the lymphatic system. It's very fascinating.
Well, that's like a lot in your yin yoga teaching as well.
Yeah, more about the Maya, like the fascia,
okay.
Which I guess it probably is all,
it's all related. Linked. Well, it's all detox. But, I mean, like,
I really am enjoying learning about the fascia. It's fascinating. Like, it's just like, we need to be doing this because fascia is like all the water lines. So they kind of describe it like if you think of like a juicy orange and you cut it. And you cut a slice of the orange, and so the skin is like the skin of us, like the body. But then when you take the skin off, you know, like the white around it, like that's white, like little the fascia. Thready bits. Yeah. That's the fascia. So there's like this thing that's keeping all the juices in, and that's what they say. Like it's keeping our juices in. If we didn't have it, we would literally be a pile of like.
Oh my God, it's so weird.
It's kind of gross, right? And then if you think about like when a piece of orange ages, what happens? It ages out, like it dries up. So we get stiff, we get sore. Nothing can move anymore. Like everything stops moving. There's no flow anymore. And so the reason why we do yin yoga especially is because we're working so much with the fascia, with that we're holding postures, really restorative postures, for so long that the fascia then releases, and then it's like the flow comes back into that area. So it's really healing.
Oh my God, that sounds so magical.
It's such a nice practice. And I just love that an exercise practice like yin yoga, which is you roll around on the ground for half an hour to an hour doing different stretches, can be so beneficial for the mind and the body and everything and how the body functions. And I just think we need this yin and yang aspect. You can't just do yin, because then you will turn into what? You will turn into like
a marshmallow.
Yeah. You can't just do yin. You need like some strength. You need some resistance.
Yeah.
And like just your body weight is so fine. People always ask us, like, do you guys do weights? Like, no. And maybe, it took longer than what like heavy weights would have done to create muscles in my arms and my legs. But you know what? I much preferred, had way more fun doing yoga and Pilates for the past 5 years rather than like slogging it away at a gym, trying to lift heavier, trying to do all that. So having a practice that involves both, not just like go, but having a practice that involves a slow, quiet, restorative practice as well, that's what you want.
Oh my gosh, yin yoga is absolute magic. And you know, I must do more. I mean, we have some great Marybody classes inside the studio.
And more coming.
I know, because the more we learn about it, the more we're like, it's just as important as the
booty burn.
Yeah. I mean, I love the booty burn, and that comes so naturally because we both
are such yang.
Like, I love that feeling of getting hot and sweaty and feeling the burn. But also after a yin class, you just are, your frequency just drops to another level. Mm-hmm. You're more in your body. You're more grounded. You have like that sense of just being able to breathe better.
So nice.
Like less anxiety.
Oh, they were actually talking about that. Releasing the fascia in the body allows you to breathe better. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I can feel it in my – I have a really tight upper thoracic spine, right? So the space between my shoulder blades on my back. And I know that impacts my breath. Like I know after a yoga class, I can breathe so much better because I've loosened everything up.
It's so fascinating.
But it's like I need to do it.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah. So let's come back to like why. So ask yourself, why do you exercise or why do you want to exercise? And then maybe your answer will then allow you to realize why you've stopped exercising. Mm. Because if your reason why is fear-based, and fear-based I'm talking is losing weight, wanting to look a certain way because they look a certain way, thinking that you need a six-pack because everyone apparently has a six-pack these days.
I don't.
Newsflash, no, they don't. They do not. Maybe everyone on your Instagram feed, maybe you should unfollow them. Like, do not follow them. It's not real.
It doesn't make you feel good. Honestly, like, go through anyone you follow on Instagram, and I mean, they creep back up. We talk about this quite often, so we'll talk about it again. Go through. If they make you feel like crap, press unfollow or press mute. Just, you do not need that. That influence is not serving you right now, and it's okay to eradicate it.
Yeah, and don't think that you, just because you used to follow them or your friends follow these people like Fitspo, like you don't need to. Oh. Like we didn't used to have this on our phone. Why do we need it now? We don't. So, yeah, feel empowered to do that as well, because that's a really great thing when you do that, and you'll feel so free from that level of, I guess what occurs when you start scrolling is like levels of anxiety, when you start comparing yourself. I don't look like that. Do I have to look like that? I better go to the gym. And then again, you start giving yourself these reasons, these punishments of why you're not enough. And actually that is complete BS. You are enough, like in this moment, right now. Even if you have been told you need to make a change, you are enough. That's the full stop.
Yeah, there's no after you do this. No. You're enough right now.
Yes.
And then it's all about if you desire to make a change, then you just simply take the next step and you're enough again. You're still enough.
Still enough during the step, after step, before the step, whatever.
All the time. You are amazing.
And then it's asking yourself, okay, so now I've thought of my why. I've come up with a better why, actually, now that I've realized that my why was poo and didn't make me feel good. I'm going to come up with a why that makes me feel good. Like, then I will be more likely to actually exercise.
Yeah.
If I have this, like, motivation that's like, oh, wow, like, I'm going to set aside 20 minutes of my day to dedicate this movement practice to being kind and respectful to my body. That sounds so nice.
And I think it's like,
what else could people's be?
Or what, why could they have? I mean, I think a big why is also influencing your children. I think that's come up a big one. I've like the amount of amazing mothers in Marybody who always mention, and my kids want to do it.
No,
I'm like,
I love
it. Oh my gosh, it literally makes me cry because firstly, what a beautiful thing to do with your kids. And then secondly, what an amazing thing for your children to see you do. Firstly, for them to see, in our cases, it's all mothers, but guys, we got our first male Marybody member. Yeah, it was very exciting. Like, I'm so excited. I want more merry men.
Well, everyone is welcome.
Yeah, everyone.
I think it's just that obviously we attract a certain vibe.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But I just think
I think we need to put it out there. We want more merry men.
I think that more people are going to start joining and they're going to love it. They're going to be like, this is
whatever
good.
You are.
Yeah.
Whoever you think you are, like, you're welcome. And you will be loved. Even if you don't want it, you will feel it.
Just we will wait. Love you.
Really big. But anyway, mums doing it with their kids. And it's just such a beautiful thing to hear and like them describing how excited they are.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important as a kid to see your parents dedicate time to themselves and of course dedicate time to their health, because mm-hmm. then instantly it's putting that health priority mm-hmm. in them, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like teaching them by showing them.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to learn as a kid. I mean, I don't have kids. I can't relate how to teach them, but I can relate by learning.
Yeah.
And also, like, generally, I think that is the best way to learn and anyway.
We talk to a lot of parents.
Yeah, like, you're
I
right.
I know that I remember Dr. Brett, when we interviewed yes. him, he talked about, like, getting kids off devices.
Yeah.
And he said, well, why do you think they're on their device yeah. all the time? Like, what are they watching? Who are they seeing?
Yeah.
He said the best way you can get them off a device is read a book.
Yeah.
And then they'll pick up a book. Like, what are they doing? What's mom doing? What's dad doing? Oh, I want to read a book.
Yeah.
And I just love that. And it is that whole, like, they don't do what you say. They do what yeah. you do.
And I think that's so amazing. I mean, it's great motivation for us as adults because – I mean, really, do we actually want to spend all our hours on social media? No. There's so many times where I find myself scrolling and I'm like, I will have a conversation in my head. Emma, what the heck are you doing? Like, you're just scrolling mindlessly. And
or you're like, check this app, check that app, check this app, check that app, refresh. Okay, back to that app. All right, this one.
It's ridiculous. It's like a weird addiction. Mm. It is a proper addiction and we must bring more conscious energy to it if we want to like control it.
Yes.
I mean, it's not going anywhere. And I also love social media. I love scrolling as well, but I also am conscious of the fact, okay, like, could I turn that 10 minutes probably into 1 minute? Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, okay, we've come up with our why and we are awesome with our why. Good job. You've now got this why that makes you feel good and also creates more kind vibes.
I think another why is like you want to
get strong.
Get strong and you want to like live with more ease.
Yeah, I was going to say
until
that.
Until you're old.
I know one
like,
of our I members.
Wanna, I want to be like really old and able. Like yeah. that's my goal.
Yeah, well, I know that one of our members, Suella, shared her story and she realized the moment she realized that she needed to like gain strength again was when she went down to pick up her dog and she couldn't get back up.
Yeah.
So like her strength had gone because she hadn't been focusing on it and it just happened really fast and she didn't realize. And so that was her motivation. She was like, I want to be able to play with my dogs. Like, that's something I want to be able to do forever. Yeah. And so that's a great motivation and great why to gain strength, to bring more joy, right?
Yeah.
So it's not to gain strength to look like this. It's to gain strength to bring more joy. I want to get stronger so I can enjoy my life, so I can go and play with my dogs, with my kids, with my friends, and go for hikes, go for beach walks, and not be worried that my body might – not be able to get me through it.
Well, I mean, it's very frustrating if you, like, say you have an injury, like a back, you twist your neck, you twist your back out, clink, whatever. Kink your back out. Oh my gosh. And then you can't move. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like an awful feeling. Yeah. And you're in pain. I mean, this is what a good, healthy exercise practice will alleviate. It'll help you build muscle to hold your bones in place. Mm-hmm. So when you are bending to pick up something where sometimes you might kink your back, no, you're going to do it in a safer way. You have the strength to help you lift with muscle instead of relying on your bones and joints.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's when you lift and then you become unaligned in your structure. Yeah. That's when that implication can happen.
Yeah.
Like your spine is bending at this weird angle, the disc is there and there's not enough support to the disc then.
And I mean, strong, like being strong directly relates to your confidence, it relates to your self-esteem. And
they're all great whys as well.
So it's like there's a million and one healthy great whys. So much better than I want to lose weight. 5 kilos.
Yeah, and I know that if you come up with this new why, maybe you have several, that beginning an exercise practice or creating a consistent exercise practice, if you don't have one or you haven't been exercising, it's going to make it so much easier and so much more enjoyable. If you start with just that, you are going to make leaps and bounds.
Yeah, so exciting.
Yeah, and then I guess it's like finding the practice that you love.
Yeah. And I mean, that can be that's a fun process in itself. Like, go out and sign up for weird and wonderful classes and see what you can discover and find.
I mean, there's so many free things that you can try.
Yeah, so true.
Definitely try Marybody. Definitely. I think you will love it. Even if you've just had this inkling that yoga and Pilates might be for you, try it out and see what you think. But even in your local area, like, usually the government has, like, local councils has free classes, like, on a Saturday. Or any
there might
any
be
day.
Some community classes that are really cost effective. Yeah. I know there are around the Gold Coast in Australia.
Yeah, so I think that it's like, do a little bit of research and make that happen. And then I really think that the game changer, one of the game changers, is accountability.
Yeah, true.
Because if you just tell yourself this goal, you only have yourself to like answer to. And if you're anything like me, like that is probably enough in that, like, I've got a really strong
you're a bad example for that. You're great. You can do things.
I was giving myself if you're like me, you might not need any.
Yeah.
Like, you might not. Yeah. Like, but if you are the opposite.
No, I think I'm the opposite. I think not maybe with my exercise, but like with other things in life, accountability is like my best friend. Like, if I tell someone I'm going to do a job, like a task, I'll much more likely do it, which is like, it's just like
especially
human
if
nature.
You tell me.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Carla will get angry at me. Yeah, she's giving me this look. She's like, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about work.
Yeah. No, I just think it's a really powerful thing that you can use to then help you accomplish or create this consistent practice that is only going to bring more goodness into your life and then ripple out into every other aspect as well.
And it also means like you can find a friend and do it together. Yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah, which is why I guess Marybody is so amazing for the members who, when they come and they join and they're like, oh my God, like everyone's on this like-minded path. We're doing the same class. They're talking about the class. I want to experience the class so I can join the conversation. Yeah. Even that in itself is a level of accountability. But then add us checking in and being like, hey, like, how was your workout today? Yeah. Or how was it this week? You got on the mat. Well done. That kind of thing.
So fun. I mean, and there's so, like, you can do that with the community classes, another great thing. Like, I mean, I taught a community class just recently and it was amazing
so
to see. Like, and it was so cool.
It was
cool.
Like 80 people there.
80 people and like of all ages. And I loved it. They were all chatting and friendly. And I mean, not one person who looks like they belonged on as a fitness influencer on Instagram. It was all types of people. And this was my jam, right? Mm. I was like, this is amazing. This vast array of humans of all kinds, men, women, so many different ages,
shapes,
people
sizes.
With babies, all like the like people who must have been in their 80s. I was like, this is a beautiful thing. Mm. All shapes and sizes.
I feel like the community classes are so inclusive. And I think, if you're feeling like perhaps a gym or something is not going to be your jam because of that reason. Like, there are gyms where they do feel more inclusive. I'll say that. Like, I know that the gym we go to back home at Vikings at Arendelle is you go there and you feel very welcome, especially in the group fitness classes.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we hang out, right?
I would say, yeah.
Not in the weights room world like the footy boys are. We didn't go there. We used to, and I didn't feel like I fitted
in.
No,
I
for sure.
Felt intimidated.
I felt inadequate.
I felt like I was doing it wrong and they were looking at me. And I probably made that up in my head. But like, felt that.
That's interesting to note that you never had anyone say anything.
No.
But we made this up in our head because the environment didn't suit our vibe. Yeah. And that's okay. It's okay that we don't feel comfortable in every single environment.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I think we put all this pressure on ourselves, like, that's on me. Like, I need to feel comfortable. Like, rah, rah, rah. But actually, no. Like, sometimes the environment just doesn't suit
us. And this is the thing. It's like, okay, and then go out and find your jam, find your crew, find the community that suits you. And it is out there. You just have to look for it. I mean, I was listening to – I finished Lady Gaga's interview with Oprah and Farah, another amazing –
She is so amazing.
I'm just like, you, Gaga, like, I love you. And I mean, like, we all feel this at some points in our lives where we are not included. We feel left out. I mean, she was talking much heavier stuff than that, but it's an awful feeling to have that sense of rejection just for being you. And I feel like, you know, maybe we've all had this our whole lives. I mean, I feel like I had that my whole teenage lives. I never felt like I fitted in. I always felt like I had to be someone else. I had to, like, pretend to be someone else to be get the approval.
Yeah, so did I. And I never felt like I could be completely me.
Yeah, and that's just an awful feeling. And, I mean, this is probably why we're so close, Carla, and I think with Mum and Dad too, because really the only people I ever felt like I could be me around was Mum and Dad and you.
That's true.
And, like, I feel maybe that number has grown slightly and, you know, like, I guess past relationships, yeah, I would have felt myself, I think, around them, I hope, in most cases, maybe not. But it's like this unraveling of all this, right? And then knowing, okay, I'm going to walk into this room, which is maybe my new exercise practice. Do I feel like what's in my body? Like, how do I feel? What's my initial reaction? Yeah, it's going to be nerves first. But then like, do I feel like I can be me here and express myself in my movement and enjoy it. If not, try another one.
Yeah. And you just have to know that eventually you will find one.
Yeah.
Even if it's not the first one, if it's not the second, if it's not the third, the fifth, the fourth, the seventh, the tenth, you will eventually find one.
Yeah, you just got to keep trying.
Yeah. And if all else fails, a walk in nature, out in the fresh air, man, that is medicine for the soul.
I mean, and that really, I truly believe we should all be doing that at least once a week for our mental health. And it, like, I don't even care about the physical health. Yeah, it will bring you physical health, but do it for your mental health. Like, take it all in, breathe in that fresh air and
It
brings
nice.
That instant gratitude. It connects us to the earth. We are part of this earth, right? Like, think about it. Like, where did humans come from?
Yeah.
Like, we're made of the same stuff. Yeah. We're made of water. We're made of other atoms and stuff.
We think, like, the animals are part of the world, right? Like, but we're just, like, the animals.
We are the animals. We just live in these houses that are built and we look like we're, like, semi-civilized, whatever. I don't know. Like, think of our ancestors. We lived on the land.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Like, we are part of this world.
So, that, like, I guess that would that be that drive or that like pull toward the earth, like to get that connection, like that's obviously still in us. Like, and if we're so busy walking on concrete up high in apartments and all this kind of stuff,
we've on our devices,
we're connected, but we're so disconnected. Like, getting that weekly, twice a weekly, daily, whatever it is for you, outside is like so good for us. Yeah, it is so good for us.
Total medicine for the soul.
We always talk about frequency, but it just like allows everything to just settle. Like, everything settles. The dust, the mind, the body. Oh. It's just like, okay, I'm home.
I just think it takes you totally out of that, like, overanalyzing, that thinking mind. It puts you into your feeling body and, oh, my gosh. Like, now I'm, like, craving to get outside. I'm like, we need to finish this and get out.
Yes.
Like.
I bet everyone else who is inside is also thinking that. And anyone who's walking is like, I'm so grateful.
Because it must be an instinct for us, right?
Yeah.
Because we are animals and we lose touch with our instincts and our most human raw nature because we are in these humanized things, right? Whereas it's like, okay, like what, like in our hearts, we must know what we need. Like, whoa, like that's like, let's like believe that and let's practice connecting to that. So how do we do that? We connect by stilling the mind. We get silent. We just shut up. Like, seriously. Don't you reckon? Like, just stop. Just like take a breath. Stop. Just drop the to-do list just for a moment and something will tell you exactly what you need.
Yeah.
So cool.
I was like waiting for that moment of silence. I was like, just let it be.
Yeah.
There it is. So nice. So do you think we've covered this topic?
Oh, who knows what we banged on about?
If you've stopped exercising, then how can you start again? And then it just comes down to this, like, the simplest of things. If you're lacking motivation, because this is a thing, right? I just stopped, and then I stopped, and so I kept stopping. So I just stopped.
I just lost my motivation.
Yeah, it went somewhere. It got flushed down the toilet. I dropped it, and I lost it, and I never found it again.
Yeah,
just left me. The way to create motivation is a created feeling by something you do. So therefore, you need to take action in order to feel the motivation. So once again, we come back to the most simplest thing that you could do. If you've stopped exercising, all you need to do is begin again.
Take that first step again.
Tiny step. One step.
And that could be a 5-minute walk. It could be a 5-minute yoga flow. Yeah.
And don't look so far into the future. Yeah. Don't look like, I'm going to do this for 12 weeks. Like, that's what I'm going to do. And if I don't, then I'm a bad human. Like, can we just, like, look at now?
Yeah.
Like, what can I do today? And then do that.
Yeah. And I mean, and then take all that friction away, because you know what? Like, you don't need the perfect leggings. You don't need to look like the Instagram influencers. You can work out in your undies, in your pajamas at home.
Go for it.
Work out with the leggings with the holes in it. Yeah, wear them. Who cares? Who freaking cares what you wear?
Yeah.
Like, it just your hair's matter. A mess. Who cares?
Yeah. Like, what else? You don't need to put makeup on. You don't need to.
You don't need to impress anyone. No.
Yeah. Just take the tiny step. And yeah, where can you then, if you're coming up, if you see yourself, hear yourself, find yourself coming up with excuses again and again and again as to reasons why you shouldn't, we need to then create that stillness, take that breath, tell those excuses to quieten down.
Because
all that is just fear. It's just fear of, oh, you're not going to be good at this. Mm. You're not going to be very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come up with excuses, and then you're like, oh, yeah, you're right. Like, I won't find a parking spot, so I'll just stay. Tell it to quieten down and go anyway.
Yeah.
And that's where you bring in the grit.
Yeah, you bring in the grit, and you bring in that sense of, yeah, like, anything is possible. Like, okay, I've spent maybe it's 30 years of always failing these health kicks. Yeah, that's a long time. I get why you think you're going to fail, but I'm telling you, anything is possible. And all you have to do is just, like, for a moment, imagine that it is possible and feel it in your heart, feel it in your body. I'm telling you, it is possible. You can do this.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't believe in you, we sure do.
Yeah, like, and use that.
Take
our belief. I hope you feel it. And this is in whatever you want to bring into your life, whatever it is, an exercise practice. Maybe it's a business goal. Maybe it's a social life goal, a relationship goal.
Anything.
Whatever, financial goal. I believe in you. Use that.
Yeah.
You are going to do this. You're going to be okay. You're going to make it.
And now you take that belief and then take that one step. Just one. It could be a millimeter. Doesn't even have to be, it's not a leap, we set a step.
Yeah.
Like, tiny little step, that's it. And then once you take that first step, which is always the hardest when you've been not doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
The first step is obviously going to be the hardest, the scariest.
Beginning is the hardest part, but the most important part.
Yeah. Because why? Because if you don't begin,
there's nothing.
Yeah. The journey doesn't even begin.
Yeah.
So, like, oh.
Isn't that... Okay, I feel like that's groundbreaking, right? This is drop. It's like, okay, so the most important part of any new thing, of any new exercise.
Of any goal.
Any goal is the beginning.
Because if there's no beginning, then there's no middle and there's no end and there's no reaching and there's no accomplishment. There's nothing without the beginning.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's groundbreaking.
I like this. Okay, guys, we're going to press stop on this episode. Send us your questions, send us your feedback, send us selfies of where you're listening to the show. We want to see you. We want to hear from you. We actually love hearing from you.
Yeah, like, please message us.
Yeah, we're not just – we're telling you.
And if you ever see us walking in
please
the street,
say hi.
Even if we're having, like, a weird random sister fight, look, we do have them every now and again.
We had one the other day.
We had one. And I'm like, Carla, we cannot fight in public.
I was like, maybe we can.
Yeah, maybe we can. But I also was like, I just want to end this stupid argument.
Okay, guys. And on that note, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.